Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling with reference to a charge on my credit card.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment, please.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. That zip code, please.
18612.
First and last name.
Ann Lee Gyle. G-Y-L.
Yes, ma'am, I see it. And that billing address for security purposes, please.
245 Machel Ave, Dallas, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Thank you. One brief moment. Alrighty. So, yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a dash cam per the shipping handling charge of $745 back in November. You recall making a purchase for that?
Sorry. I missed what you said there.
Do you recall making a purchase for a dash cam?
Yes, that's not... I'm calling with reference to... a recurring payment.
Right. So, yes, ma'am, that does have something to do associated with the dash cam. Do you recall making a purchase for it?
I purchased it, but I didn't realize it would be a monthly charge.
So, yes, ma'am, with you making a purchase for that dash cam, it also does express within terms conditions that you will be, if you didn't call in to cancel within the 24 to 48-hour time frame, then the $49.97 would apply to the account. It would issue out a $125 value gift card where it provides you to order more items off the website with the link that is provided within the email. If you do wish to continue, it will be the same price each month.
No, I don't want to continue.
Okay, no problem. So let me go ahead and get this canceled for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you are ready.
I'm ready.
That is C as in Charlie.
258-733-433-415. 415.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that is your cancellation confirmation, 24 to 48 hours for that email. Everything is canceled. I appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.